But you know, it's better than those polls that were showing that cockroaches were more popular than Congress. But it isn't great. I mean, 16% isn't a nice thing when you're thinking about an institution. You know, the legislative arm of the United States. You'll see various polls like this, 11 to 18%. That kind of varies depending on time and what the news value is. But you can also note that members of Congress personally enjoy approval ratings, most of them 50% or higher. It kind of goes to prove the adage that voters hate Congress, but they love their congressman.
That is interesting. So as a total, on the whole, lawmakers are basically in the doghouse.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look at Utah's members. I mean, most Utah's members are well loved by their constituents and often reelected without too many problems. But then you look at the idea of what happens when people look at the other side of the aisle and they think, oh, well, Congress can't get anything done. But they never think that their member is the problem.
Thomas, I'm going to stay with this topic for just a second more, because it seems like many politicians are tapping into this by, you know, running on an anti-Washington platform or Washington is broken platform. But then they just end up being part of that.
No, absolutely. No question. They feed into it by bashing the institution themselves. And that really kind of started mainly in the, like, you know, 80s, when you had people coming in and trying to make that change movement. You know, the Congress before that used to have a better approval rating. But when members of Congress start bashing the body they belong to, voters are going to take notice.
Take notice, and some of them will respond positively to that. Thomas, President Barack Obama, for his part, doesn't seem to be doing well in the polls either. Are we seeing a new record low for him?
Well, he's tied with his worst performance in the polls. 41% of approve of the job he's doing. That's not necessarily a good thing. And interestingly, 41% also said he's doing worse than he was doing before. That's not great going into the midterm elections. But it's also not surprising. Usually a president fares badly in his sixth year of office. You have things like the IRS scandal, the chaos going on in Iraq, continued issues with the healthcare rollout and the problems with, you know, the plans that people had or not understanding the new rules. And it also is tied back into what we were just talking about with the whole idea that Washington is broken. People don't think anything is actually happening. And so they don't think that the president's doing a good job leading out, even if, there's not much he can do, because he does face a Republican House and a small majority in the Senate that doesn't really allow him to get through what he wants.
Right. He's a bit stymied. But I wonder if the flip side to that is that to get anything done, you have to spend some political capital and to some extent become unpopular. You know, you kind of sacrifice yourself to get your own pet projects through. I'm thinking here in particular of healthcare reform.
No, absolutely. There's no question about that. But when it comes down to it, you know, it's a midterm election. The Republicans are looking like they could take back the Senate. The Democrats certainly don't want that to happen. So they're trying to, you know, make the case that they're actually trying here in Washington. Republicans are making the other opposite case, that it's all the Democrats' fault. And if they just, you know, would align with them, they could get things done. This is just straight up how politics works.
Well, I guess we'll just have to grit our teeth, grin and bear it, Thomas.
Yeah. There's no end in sight either. So good luck.
Okay. Thomas, another news out of Washington, Utah's own Representative Chris Stewart made $285,000 in book royalties last year. Is that a common way for members of Congress to make money?
Yeah, in fact, a lot of people do write books. I think I counted yesterday there were 33 sitting senators who have books, and most of them have several books. Like Orrin Hatch has four, Senator Mike Lee has two. In Stewart's case, he was a New York Times bestselling author before he actually came to Congress. And one of the biggest parts of the royalties he got was helping to write the Elizabeth Smart book, My Story, which looked at, you know, the horrible situation of her kidnapping and the repeated rapes and the eventual rescue of the then 14-year-old girl from Salt Lake City. He made about $90,000 from the publisher on that one. And he has a lot of royalties coming in from other books he's written, a lot of them kind of military themed. Your listeners will remember that Stewart was a Air Force pilot before he left and started writing books and consulting. You can also note that Senator Lee made about $7,500 writing his book on why Chief Justice John Roberts was wrong in the Obamacare decision. $7,500. And Orrin Hatch, of course, has, like I say, has a couple of books. He made about $5,000 in royalties, partially because of his book on why he's a Mormon. But a lot of it was actually his help in writing music. It's a, a little venture outside of the salary that members of Congress make. But that, it's a good way because they're kind of limited on other outside employment that they have. And in this case, they can take some hours whenever they are free to do some writing. Some of it's biographical. Some of it's talking about issues like Mike Lee's talking about Obamacare. And they have an easy audience to sell to. I should point out that no one that we cover, no one from Utah is getting that $8 million deal like Hillary Clinton did for her book.
Thomas, you beat me to the punchline. I was going to say that that $7,500 compared to likely presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's $8 million book deal, it seems like a relative pittance.
Yeah, well, I think that, Senator Lee just has to wait till he's, more well-known like Hillary Clinton if he gets to that place. There's always more books to write.
Right. Hey, Thomas, one final note on this. I remember that Senator Orrin Hatch made an appearance in the movie Traffic some years ago. I'm wondering if that's, if acting is a route that members of Congress could go to get around some of the prohibitions on what they can and can't do when it comes to earning money.
I think those cameos are often unpaid and more for their own egos in many ways. Senator Hatch was in Traffic. Senator Leahy was in the Batman movie. I don't think they actually get paid for those, and they legally can't get paid for speeches. But maybe we can get a few more members to make cameos in things like Alpha House or House of Cards.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for him on the small screen. Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks, Roger.
Thomas Burr writes from Washington for the Salt Lake Tribune and is the author of the blog Political Cornflakes. He joins us every Friday for this discussion, and you can find a link to Political Cornflakes on our website, kcpw.org.